grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's message, as I said before, is from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Dear friends in Christ, probably one of America's greatest storytellers was the radio broadcaster Paul Harvey. I'm not sure how many people here remember his daily broadcast, the rest of the story. But it always surprised us when we were listening to it with talks about famous American figures and who the little-known facts of their lives. But Paul Harvey also commented, offered critical commentary about the state of American culture. And then in 1964, he wrote an essay that I think is probably one of his best ever. It was entitled, If I Were the Devil. I don't know if anybody's ever heard it or if you remember it or not. It's intended to be a warning to America against the moral decay and societal collapse that was so apparent to him. Now, his approach in the essay was to describe just how the devil would attack our nation. One version of the essay states, with flattery and promises of power, I would get the courts to vote against God and in favor of pornography. Thus, I would evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. Then in his own churches, I'd substitute psychology for religion and I'd deify science. If I were Satan, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were Satan, I'd just keep doing what I'm doing. People are struggling all around us. Many, of course, aren't asking the big questions about life. They just want to make their paychecks go a little further. They just want health insurance so their children are covered. They want to get along with their families. They struggle against depression, against cancer, addiction, or even guilt over their past sins. They just want a day when life isn't a struggle. And it's not just those people that life is a struggle for, because it's a struggle many times for each and every one of us. Hardship and heartache are part of the daily struggle that we all face in our world today. And as great as those struggles are in our lives, we face an even greater struggle. There isn't against flesh and blood, but it's against the spiritual forces of evil at work. There really is a cosmic struggle between good and evil, between God and Satan. This match is hardly a fictional drama. Paul actually describes the struggles that Christians face as with this kind of evil as a wrestling match, that we wrestle with evil. And it's hardly the fictional drama of pro wrestling or anything like that, but it's more those sly deceptions that of a vicious but an undetected enemy. This evil foe is behind the broken relationships. This evil foe is behind the broken hearts that fall into his traps. You see, Satan attacks us so often without even being noticed, as we're easily led astray. Even though he might be shrewd, there's nothing weak about the one that Luther says in his hymn, "Our on earth is not his equal." Peter depicts the evil foe as a roaring lion. And while Jesus, our Lord, describes him as the father of all lies. So the warning from St. Paul is that our struggle is not just about paying the bills or facing health issues, as intense as those are in our daily lives. But it's rather facing this fierce enemy who seeks only our destruction. How in the world can we possibly stand against Satan and all of these dark forces of evil? Well, the only way we actually can stand against him is by knowing that we don't have the strength within us, that we can't face him all by ourselves, that we can somehow build up this strength inside of us. Left to our own devices, of course, we cannot stand. We easily fall prey to all of the devil's snares of lies and of lust. And in our weaknesses, we easily stumble into his traps, those traps of selfishness and greed. We're not equipped to battle against this fierce foe. But what we learn from Paul today is that our strength doesn't come from inside of us. Our strength comes from the Lord. And while our text is often translated as "be strong in the Lord," it's better understood probably as I said earlier, as "be strengthened in the Lord." You see, our strength is not found in our knowledge, our effort, or even our faith. Our strength is found in Christ alone. Only in Christ can we find our strength. You see, it's in Christ and in his cross that you and I are strengthened for the struggles against the devil's wiles that we face each and every day. And even though our Lord Jesus Christ came in humility and weakness, he alone, only Jesus, is our refuge and our strength. See, he's the one who conquered sin by keeping the law perfectly in our place. He is the one who vanquished death by his triumphant death and his resurrection. See, the Son of Man actually came to crush Satan's head and to open up for you and for me the way of everlasting life. Our strength comes from the one who is indeed mighty to save. And it's as Paul prayed for the Ephesians in chapter 3, that they would be strengthened with power through his Spirit and in your inner being. I'm sorry, strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So it's the strength that comes from God alone that enables us to stand. That last verse I read, verse 13, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." I often look at that. It's one of my favorite verses because it talks about endurance. And it's only when we have given everything that we have that we realize that we don't stand on our own strength. It's only when we realize at the very depth of our despair, at the very depth of our struggles, and all of the wrestling that we do with all of the things that happen to us, when all of our strength has left us, that we realize it's only Christ that keeps us standing in the midst of grief, in the midst of pain, in the midst of all of the struggles we face. It is Christ that enables us to stand. Standing because we stand on the promises of God, not on what feels right, on how it feels to you and me. It's only because of Christ that we are able to stand and to endure all of these things happening to us. It's that strength that comes from God alone that enables us to stand. And even in a world of coexist bumper stickers and intolerant demands for tolerance, the people of God are able to stand for and by the truth of God's word, by the promises of God. We're able to stand against the devil and his schemes because we've put on this new man, Christ Jesus, in the waters of holy baptism. When Paul calls us to put on the full armor of God, all those various pieces of armor that he proceeds to describe are actually given to us in the one garment that we put on in holy baptism. We are clothed in Christ, clothed in his strength. And it's only through Christ and his strength that we are able to stand against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil. And so, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, who is at work in the Word, in the sacraments, we indeed can stand firm in the Lord. Our spiritual knees might be a little bit wobbly at times, let's face it. And sometimes our resolve is going to be weak. We might be afraid as we gaze on the enemies that are facing us and those enemies that attack us. We might even be full of doubts and uncertainty standing against the devil and all these forces of evil. But the one who is in you, Christ Jesus, the crucified and risen Lord, is absolutely greater than the one who is in the world. That old evil foe, if you will. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we can indeed take heart and stand firm with the strength that our Lord gives to us. You see, Satan and all the dark forces of evil will absolutely continue to wage war against us, against the saints of God. Our life, this side of eternity, will still be marked with, you know, the unending struggles that we have each and every day, that wrestling match with the enemies that we continue to go through. And we'll continue to see Satan at work even in the courthouses, the schoolhouses, the state houses, and sometimes in our houses. But brothers and sisters in Christ, be strengthened in the Lord as the Holy Spirit strengthens you through your baptism, through the Word of the Lord, through the promises given to us in His Word, through His sacraments. In the Lord's strength and the power of His might, we're not going to be misled by the devil's lies or fall into his traps. Instead, when the evil day comes, after we have done everything, we're strengthened. We're strengthened to stand. And when everything else has happened, to continue to stand in the endurance given to us through the Holy Spirit in Christ alone. Amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen.